case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What's up? Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's on vacation this week, and for her from the night show, DJ GA.
I am here, dragged out of bed once again.
Uh-huh. Kicking and screaming. What's going on the dirt this morning?
Well, the celebrity defends her husband.
Who's this?
Kanye.
Oh, Kim Kardashian coming out about with Kanye. What'd she say now? She had like a really long post yesterday about him.
Yeah, it was super long. Basically, she's saying he's a genius, and they understand he's going through a bipolar episode.
Yep.
But she still loves him. Sincerely, Kim Kardashian West. And you know what? And I can respect that. You know, he's out here tripping, talking about, oh, I want to divorce her. She tried to 5150 me and all this throwing shots. And she's like, look, that's my baby. I love him. And apparently they're shielding the kids from this, and they're not filming this with for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They're
good.
Not even funny. And which is right, you know? Not everything should be on camera.
No, but it should be talked about, though.
Yes.
Because bipolar disorder is a beast. If anybody knows mental health, they know bipolar disorder is one of the hardest ones to manage because the highs can be super high and the lows can be very low. And when you've got someone like Kanye West, who has a very, very large public platform.
Yes.
He's got a different situation than most normal people. I mean, if I have a manic episode, I go and do some things on my own that you probably don't see or care about. But Kanye's got this platform and he puts all this out there. It's very confusing to some people that don't understand that. So she's asking for privacy and some support for him. And I think that's cool.
And if you
support him.
And if you think about this, like, he's worth billions. And so if you're working for Kanye and he's doing some, how much are you going to take before you be like, all right, hold on, Kanye, you might need to calm down. But this is your boss.
Yeah. Well, he also has a lot of people underneath him, like you said, but a lot of those people are helping to enable some of his behavior, unfortunately.
Because
they don't know how to deal with it. And it's all about education for mental health and mental illness like that with bipolar disorder. I would Google bipolar disorder. If you have like 10 minutes a day, do it. Because it's a fascinating spectrum of mental health that I've always looked into. I talked to a doctor about it, and he was like, it's even hard to medicate because if you're going to make someone down, give them something to make them depressants, you're going to give them a stimulant, give them the highs. It's like it's hard to find a happy medium.
No,
for the chemical balance in the brain.
Now, here's a question. Do they know why people get mental illnesses like that? Is there triggers? Is there anything? Is it hereditary?
It can be hereditary, for sure.
Yeah.
Depression runs in my family.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah. My mom's had it bad.
Okay.
Her mom has it, too. Doesn't admit it, but does.
Right,
it's passed
right.
on. I've been aware of that. It's passed on to me a little bit, too. So I'm totally aware of it. Yeah, it can absolutely run in families.
Man, I didn't. Well, you know, because you figure all the mental health issues that people are having or have had.
Yeah.
I wonder, do they know any causes? Like, look, hey, man, just eat some fruits and vegetables. You'll be okay.
Well, that's always good for anybody.
Well, yeah, that is
good,
true.
Healthy lifestyle, eating and exercising. That's always good for the mind and the body.
They have always said that.
Yeah.
I've read that. People that exercise regularly, it helps with depression.
Yes.
If you're depressed, go for a run.
It helps with your immune system. That's science. Look at it. It's good. So I'm glad that they're supporting Kanye. They're going to get him the help that he needs. And he's going to have some supportive people around him. And that's what he needs. And that's what anybody needs, is going through anything with mental health. If you feel like you need to reach out to somebody, don't be afraid to do it. And don't be afraid to ask someone if they need help. That's a good thing to do. You know, always assume that you're the only one to reach out to somebody. Hope Kanye's all right. Come back, Kanye. Be well. Be
Come
well.
On home, brother.
103.7 Kiss FM. Bicycles. I think everybody's been on a bike at some point in their life.
Yes.
Remember learning how to ride a bike that first time you take your feet off the ground and the training wheels are off?
I never had training wheels. They put me on a bike and I rode. That was it.
I'm sure. First time out of the gate. Really?
First time out the gate.
Is that normal?
I'm an athlete. What can I say? I just, you know.
You came out a natural born balancer.
That's pretty much. You know. They put me on a bike, gone.
Right?
Yeah, that was it. I never failed. No training. Man, who the? Well, I shouldn't say that. Training wheels. I never did training wheels. Never.
Well, I should probably introduce you, by the way. DJ GA from The Night Show. Allie is out this week. She's on vacation. That's the voice that you're hearing next to me. And I decided since Allie wasn't going to, you know, Allie was taking the week off, she wasn't going to be here, I was going to have somebody come in, like GA from The Night Show. By the way, Throwback Thursday mix tonight.
Yes. Oh, if you want to hear anything Throwback Thursday mix, get at me. Let me know.
Did you used to get in trouble on bikes? Did you used to, because you spent a lot of time on bikes as a kid before you could drive.
Yes.
Especially people our age, because it was a time before you even had your phone to keep you distracted sometimes.
It was my bike. If you wanted to destroy me, all you had to do was ground me and take my bike away.
Oh, yeah.
It was over.
It's like taking away my legs. I can't walk anywhere.
It was over.
Whenever you're a kid, taking away your bike.
Oh, my God. I think about it now and I get depressed.
You know who used to make me jealous on bikes? I used to be very resentful of people on bikes that could ride without using handlebars.
You can't ride no hands?
I cannot ride a bike no hands.
Hold on, wait a minute, Riggs. How do you not... What?
I tried it yesterday because my wife and I busted out our bike for the first time in like 6 years. And
tires was flat.
I can do it with one arm. Yeah, tires were flat. Pumped them up. They were so flat, dude. So flat. I was riding down. I can do one arm. And I wonder what happens if I'm just going to take the other hand off as I'm riding.
Okay.
And as soon as I take it off, maybe it's mental.
It's got to be mental
because I can't. I can't do it. I feel like I'm going to fall over. It gets unstable. I feel like I'm going to wobble over and just fall and crash to my death.
All you got to do is let the handlebars go. It rides. And as long as you're going fast enough,
is that the
ride.
Key? Because I've seen people go slow with no hands. And I'm like, that looks so cool. I wish I could do that.
It depends
on how
slow.
I don't know. I'm not clocking them. I don't have a radar. But 3 miles an hour, 5 miles an hour.
All you got to do is you just ride at a nice pace. You let your handlebars go and you fold your arms and you walk by and you give the people.
Fold your arms. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm getting nervous and uneasy just talking about that.
That's right.
I can't do that. I can't do no handlebars.
I can't. See, just say no hands. Don't do no handlebars.
No hands?
That just sounds crazy. No handlebars. I'm like, your bike doesn't have handlebars? You got to do. Just say, I can't ride no hands on my bike.
That'd be like riding a unicycle to me. Can you ride a unicycle?
I've never
tried. My uncle could ride
I've never met anybody who has a unicycle.
My uncle Tony has a unicycle.
Why do you have a unicycle, Tony?
Because he was weird. He was a wrestler. He was a very strange guy.
I've never had seen or even know where to buy a unicycle. I could go buy a bike, but a unicycle?
Take off the front wheel and flip it up.
I'm just saying.
Do you got a bike story? 414-799-1037. Maybe it's the time you learned to ride a bike, or maybe you got into trouble riding your bike somewhere. I don't know. I think everybody's got a bike story, just like everybody has a boat story.
Yes.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. It's 103.7 KISS FM. That's a famous song. Do you know that song?
No.
Queen? No, never mind. It's way too old. It's a Queen song. Good Lord. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie's on vacation this week. GA from the night show filling in. We're talking about our bikes.
Yes.
The things that happen on your bikes. Maybe the things that happen to your kids on bikes. We got some moms on the phone. And a fill-in Allie from Muskego. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
What's your bike story? What happened?
So when I was younger, all of the neighborhood kids would hang out, and I was always the youngest.
Okay.
So I still had my training wheels on my bike. And I was basically bullied into learning how to ride a two-wheel bike.
What?
I was thrown onto one by my older siblings and all the older kids and kind of just pushed, and that's how I learned to ride a bike.
Oh,
what?
Did you fall once or twice, or did you just pick it up right away like Mr. G.A. over here,
just
gets on a bike out of the womb and starts riding it?
What's happening?
I don't remember that, but this is one of the...
Oh, you're breaking up. Your phone's breaking up, Allie. We're losing you.
I think we lost
him. Oh, no. That's what happens when you live in Muskego. Allie, we lost you, but thank you for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Why is it gonna be Muskego?
Ariana's in Waukesha. Maybe she has a better signal. Ariana, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your bike story? What happened?
So it's my little nephew. When he was 3 years old, he learned how to ride a two-wheeler bike. He never actually had training wheels. He did the Stride Right.
All right.
So now he's 6 years old, and he's in like a little... school program this summer, and they can bring their bicycles certain days. And he goes, Auntie, why is everybody, you know, have those little, like, wheels on their bikes?
Yeah.
So, like, what?
Yeah.
He goes, and I'm like, oh, training wheels. He's like, right. Yeah, the teacher keeps yelling at me because I keep trying to do tricks.
He was so advanced on his bike.
Yeah, right. I'm advanced. This is, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. Ariana, thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening in Waukesha. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Amanda's in Watertown. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you got a bike story? What happened?
I do. My 3.5-year-old son actually just started riding a bike, no training wheels, 2 days ago.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Tell him I said, what's happening?
Right?
William.
William.
William, good job there, buddy. Welcome to the club.
I'm wondering if nobody's called about this yet, but is anybody going to talk about putting a playing card or a card in your bike spoke so it sounds like you're on a motorcycle?
Motorcycle, yes.
That's pretty cool.
Well, in all fairness, my husband had to bribe him. He's obsessed with trucks and trailers and whatnot. If you can ride this all the way across the big parking lot, we will get you a trailer for the back of your bike. So.
What? He's got a trailer for the back of the... That's awesome.
Yeah. You know what? Because when I was growing up, my bike was my car.
It was, because you can't drive. Car. And you had to pretend that it was your car. It got you everywhere you needed to go. Thanks so much for calling.
It's one of the coolest things now.
Right?
You know?
Oh, I'm so jealous of kids these days.
I am too.
I kind of want to have a kid just so I can have an excuse to buy the kid
settle
stuff.
Down there. I don't know if I want to have a kid just for that. Amanda, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We appreciate you listening this morning. Have a great day. By the way, DJ GA, who's filling in for Allie this week. She's on vacation. Do you have a Throwback Thursday mix tonight?
I sure do. 7 p.m. Tune in. I got Paperboy and the Diddy in it.
Did you really put that in there?
Put it in there.
Oh, man.
So if anybody got any requests, get at me at DJGEE_A, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'll try to get actually, you know what? You can get on our Kiss one, too. Just hit me on Kiss. Yep.
Yeah, 103.7 Kiss FM on Insta and Twitter. Forget about the bare necessities. We're talking about the fair necessities.
Oh, I see what you did there.
That's what they're calling it, the state fair necessities. It's a drive-through state fair, and it starts today, starting at 4 o'clock today at State Fair Park. You'll enter through Gate 9 right off 76th Street. You know how there's always the traffic pattern down there by the state fair. And this is like 4 different weeks. They're doing 4 different weeks of this fair drive-through. So you have the opportunity to drive through and experience all the food that you love, like the corn dogs. You want a corn dog? No problem. 3B corn dogs and Dippin' Dots is there. The pork chop.
Yes.
I love the pork chops on a stick, which is really just a pork chop with a really long bone.
Yeah, on a stick.
On a little stick, but it's delicious. It's delicious. I'm not going to judge pork because I love pork.
Uh-huh.
The big cheese menu, fried cheese curds. They'll have Rick's Pizza, the Island Noodles, the sweet treats with the caramel apples, dipped apples.
There's people that really love those Island Noodles.
Yeah.
I'm not a big noodle fan, but some people are. I'm going just for the noodles.
Yes.
Okay.
The waffle chicks is going to be there. Gertrude's pretzels are going to be there. Turkey legs, cookies, and funnel cakes or elephant ears. Call them what you will.
You know what I'm going to get?
What's that?
The pretzels.
Yeah, man.
The pretzels.
I'm hoping that one of these weeks the Rupina's stuffing balls are there. That's the thing that I always get at the fair. Rupina's and West Dallas, they're out there, and they always make these stuffing balls. It's like Thanksgiving stuffing rolled up in a ball, deep fried, and then you get a little side of gravy next to it, and you dip the stuffing ball in the gravy.
Okay.
It's so good.
Huh.
And then at the end, you drink the gravy. It's so good.
It just sounds fattening to me.
It is so fattening. If you haven't drank gravy from a mug, you haven't lived. I'm sorry.
Drinking gravy?
From a mug. From a warm mug, like it's coffee or hot chocolate. If you see me, on my porch with a mug, bet your bottom dollar there is gravy in that
mug. It's not coffee. It's gravy.
It's a perfect balanced breakfast, right?
I don't know about that.
State Fair drive-thru starts today at State Fair Park, and go to their website for more. It's Kiss FM. Hold on.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's on vacation this week. While Allie is out, DJ GA from The Night Show in her place.
Time to get dirty.
Let's get dirty. What happened? Somebody skipping a wedding now?
Yeah, NBA player Alex Caruso, you know, plays for the Lakers.
Okay.
LeBron and Anthony Davis, they're all there. And he was supposed to go to his sister's wedding. But what happened was, you know, whenever you say that, you're lying, right?
Uh-huh.
But what happened was there was a spike in Texas with COVID. And
yes.
So instead of having to quarantine for 4 days, if he went to his sister's wedding, he would have had to quarantine for 10 days.
So he's in Orlando.
Yes.
In the bubble for the NBA.
For the bubble for the NBA.
Sister's wedding's in Austin, Texas, where they're having COVID spikes.
COVID spikes.
And if he goes there, he has to quarantine for 10 days as opposed to, a 4-day quarantine if you don't go somewhere like?
At first it was 4 days.
Because they're keeping it tight in the bubble with the NBA. I mean, there's a couple players, two Bucks players have tested positive.
Yes.
Pat Connaughton and Bledsoe.
Yes. Yep. So when it got closer to his sister's wedding, he was really contemplating whether he should go. And then once it hit the 10 days, he was like, man, I probably shouldn't go. He said he talked to LeBron and Anthony Davis and the organization, and they supported him. Either way,
they were going to say, if you want to go.
If you know, we understand it's just, and that's the only way you can even get out of the bubble. It has to be like, you know, a situation
family
like
events.
Family events and stuff like that. That's the only way you can get out. But he decided not to go. And it sucked because he said his sister is like one of his biggest fans, like closest to his number one fan that you can probably get.
Of course.
But
family.
She understood.
Yeah.
But then they was like, okay, well, FaceTime. And so you could see it. And they had bad reception. They couldn't even FaceTime. Yeah. So
he missed it altogether.
Hopefully they videotaped it. But they said it was kind of a good thing that he didn't go because like 75% of the people wore masks and other people. He says Texas. Sometimes it's like they're on their own country.
Texas does what they want to do.
You know, that's what he said. But
everything's bigger in Texas.
Now, I guess he said if he wasn't on a team that didn't win a champion, wasn't playing for a championship, he said he probably would have went. But since,
if he was playing for a worse team.
Yeah, if he was playing for a worse team, he was like, I probably would have went.
He didn't. If he, good thing he didn't play for the Bucks, he definitely wouldn't go.
Hey, wouldn't have went.
He would not have went. So
his sister forgave
him. That's an okay excuse for skipping a wedding, I guess.
I mean,
I don't know about you, but I love the 90s. If you don't remember the 90s vividly, oh man, you missed out on some good times.
Google it.
I'm sure. Google it. Good morning. This is DJGA, who's in for Allie this week. Allie's on vacation. And to go head-to-head with him and who knows the 90s this week, Janae from Cedarburg. Good morning, Janae.
Hi.
How are you feeling this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It sounds like you have children with you. Do you have kids with you?
I did. I just dropped them off at daycare.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. What are you doing this morning after you drop off the kids at daycare? Are you free? Do whatever?
Yeah, I help my husband with work and then just, you know, cleaning laundry, that type of thing.
All right.
Well,
nice.
You're going to take a loss this morning, though. I hope you know that.
Oh, my God. I hope not.
Going to take a loss.
All right. Well, this is pretty much all things 90s related. Every question relates to the 90s, either in music or pop culture or technology from the 90s. So here's your first question. We'll start with you, Janae, since ladies should go first, I believe.
Ladies first. That's what my mama says.
Here's your first question, Janae. What color were the Nickelodeon VHS tapes?
Orange.
They were orange. That is correct.
Did she say orange or orange?
I don't know. Do you remember those?
Yeah, I do.
Did you have any of them?
And stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Very clear. Very vividly orange. All right. 1 point for Janae. DJGA, here's your question. Which one of these...
Ghostbusters.
Which one of these is not a compliment? This is like 90s slang,
okay.
All right? Which one is not a compliment? Fat, fly, whack... or dope?
Which is not a compliment?
Mm-hmm.
Whack.
Whack is correct.
You're super whack.
Remember, fat was with a P-H-T.
P-H-A-T. P-H-A-T.
Pretty hot and tempting.
Huh? Yes.
1 point for DJGA. We're going first one to get 3 points will win.
All right. Janae,
you ready?
Yeah.
What links these three people together? They are from what group? What group? Ghostface Killa, RZA, Method Man.
Oh, my God.
Come on. You got to know this.
No, I do. Oh, my God.
Can we give her a hint?
You can give her a hint if you want to.
It starts with a W.
Oh, Wu-Tang.
Nice.
I just couldn't let her go out like that.
No.
Oh, I know. I literally just like draw the blank.
It's on the tip of your tongue, too, because you remember
Method
him very
Method Man
vividly.
Would call me and say, G.A., how come you didn't help her out? You know, me and Method Man is down like four flat tires.
All right. We'll give you half a point for that, Janae. So it's 1 point G.A., 1.5 points Janae. G.A., here's your question.
All right.
What former heavyweight boxer introduced a portable electric grill in 1994?
Call me George Foreman because I'm selling everybody grills.
There you go. Did you have a Foreman grill, Janae? Did you ever have one?
I did.
With the little grease trap on the bottom?
I think we all did.
That's what everybody had when you were broke in college.
It worked. It worked like a champ, though.
Hey, man, knock out the fat. That is the Foreman grill. Correct, GA. GA is now up 2 points to Janelle's, or Janae's 1.5. Ready, Janae? Here's your question. According to this coffee company, what was the best part of waking up?
The best part of waking up.
Yeah. Is it Folgers?
Folgers in your cup. That's right.
Yes.
All right. Well, here we go. DJ GA, if you get this correct, you'll take the lead. And give,
all right, let's see. Go ahead. Give it to me.
DJ GA, what links these three characters together? Sub-Zero, Scorpion, Raiden.
You know, I was just playing. You know, I have this game for my Xbox. I have it. And it is Mortal Kombat!
Yes, it's Mortal Kombat, correct. Janae, here's your chance to steal and win, all right?
Uh-oh.
Here you go. What MTV series debuted in 1992 featured the true story of a group of strangers picked to live together in a house?
Come on.
Real World.
That was The Real World. Do you remember the first season, where the first season of The Real World took place, though?
San Francisco?
Nope.
Chicago?
It was New York. Real World New York was the first one. 92, yeah. There you go. Well, thanks for playing along. We don't really have prizes because we're not allowed to give away prizes this week for some reason. But, hey, do you want to give a shout-out to anybody?
I'll give a shout-out to my husband and my kids.
There you go. Nice. Family woman. I like that.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Nice. Well, thanks so much for playing along with I Know the 90s. We'll play again next week, same time on Throwback Thursday. Thanks, Janae.
I need a couple Folgers.
Bye. Have a good one. It's, yeah, me too. They should pay us for that,
hey,
man.
But you know what?
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie's taking some vacation for the week. From the night show, DJ GA is filling in this week.
Filling in her shoes.
And you guys almost have the same shoe size,
she's
we realized.
She's a 12. I'm a 13.
Very close. Very close. You fill them out, you have a little bit busting out at the edge there. I like that.
Just a little bit.
You ever been to a Packers game, GA?
Yes, I have.
Do you know what's one of the rites of passage to going to a Packers game? What would you say? Probably before the game.
Tailgating?
Yeah, tailgating. Tailgating will not be allowed in the parking lots of Lambeau Field.
Man, how are they going to enforce that, man?
That's easy. Just don't open the parking lots, I would think.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know people are going to be tailgating, I'm sure, outside, because there's so many different places and parking areas where you can go.
Yeah.
I never park at Lambeau in their parking lots. I always park in someone's lot, somebody's front yard. Well, I pay some dude $20. I don't care.
Well, the first Packers game, I've been to one Packers game, and I went with Gilbert Brown.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Grape digger?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Grape? Is that his name?
Yeah. Well, yep. And we went with, and you know, I got superstar access. It was dope.
Oh, okay.
It was, so I didn't park. We pulled right up, you know, all that.
Right.
You know.
The red carpet rolled out.
Yeah.
The
so
green carpet
like,
rolled out. Yeah. There's tons of different things going to be happening if you are planning on going to a Packers game. I'd like to know if people would actually go to a Packers game this year. 414-799-1037. You can call or text that. I'm curious to know.
Would you go?
Me? No.
You wouldn't go?
I wouldn't.
Not even
no.
Masked up?
Maybe masked up. If there were free tickets, if there were good seats,
okay,
I would, yes.
But other than that, like, nah, I got HD. I got
exactly.
4K at the house.
Exactly.
I'm good.
I could watch it at home. Just as good. They did say that some changes are going to take place if you do go to a Packers games. Like, you'll notice significantly reduced capacity in the stadium, mm-hmm. social distancing. They'll be using mobile tickets on your phone instead of paper tickets.
Right.
Hand sanitizing stations around the concourse. Face coverings required unless you're eating or drinking, which is a majority of the time because most of the time you got a beer in your hand if you're at Lambeau.
Right.
Food and beverage sales are going to be discontinued in some areas, so you'll got to plan your food ahead of time if you're going to Lambeau Field. But they're sending out this big questionnaire to all their season ticket holders. I was telling you this off the air, GA.
Right.
Could you imagine if you were on the waiting list for Packers season tickets and you were on a waiting list for like 15 years?
2020 rolls along and
every year. You're like, 2020 is my year when I'm coming up for my Packers season tickets. I've been on the list for 20 years. And then coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
Right. So, I want to know, but seriously, if you'd go to a game or not, 414-799-1037, you can text or call that number. We'll read your text as DJ GA sanitizes his hands again.
I got a problem.
Keep those hands clean, man.
Hi. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's burning through some vacation time this week.
Burning through.
Yeah. DJ GA from The Night Show in her place. Somebody, a Kiss artist, got engaged now. Someone put a ring on it, huh? Who is it?
Little beautiful Demi Lovato. She got engaged last night to her boyfriend, Max Eric. He proposed to her on the beach. Said it was very beautiful. How are you going to say no to a guy that does that on a beach, you know, gets down on one knee with a big old ring.
That's a good spot to do it.
That's a good spot to do it. They've been kicking it since like March, and they're telling me since you know the quarantine, they've been quarantining together. You know, okay. It accelerated things, and she really loves him, and she loves her, or he loves her, she loves him, type thing. Just hanging out during the quarantine, and it's perfect because you know she's a recovering alcoholic, and he doesn't really like to party, so they kind of complement each other.
That would be good for her.
Yeah. Yeah. So
she's been really open about her struggles with alcohol and substance abuse, and her mental health as well.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, if you live your truth, you'll always be good.
That's right. On the beach too.
On the beach.
I'm gonna throw you under the bus. If you were going to propose to a girl, where would you do it?
That's a good question.
Where would you do it? I'd say, you know where I proposed to my wife?
Where?
The place where we went on our first date. I took her back there. It was a restaurant that had closed since we had went on our first date there. But I took her back there, and she was like, why are we going here? Is the restaurant open? I was like, no. Pop the question right in front of the old place that we met, or that we went on our first date.
You know what would have been a real player? You should have had them open it just for that one night.
I tried, man. I tried.
Did you try to do it?
That would have been a real player. It didn't happen, though.
That would have been player. Yeah.
Where would you go? Would you do somewhere cool? You wouldn't do a Jumbotron screen, would you? That wouldn't be you.
No.
The people that do the big scoreboard proposals? No.
For me as a proposal, it would be intimate. It would be something like, you know, it would be a setup to be like, do you turn around? You know what I would do though? What I think, go to dinner and have them bring it out and one of them have the ring in under the little thing or
right.
in the tray. I would do that.
Right?
You got
to make sure she knows about it. Don't hide it in the food so she eats it.
No. Be like, oh, well, you know, what did you order? And it comes out, I didn't order this.
You,
bing!
Yes,
you did.
For the rest of your life. That's what you ordered.
That's right. I'm on the menu, baby.
103.7 Kiss FM. GA in from the night show.
Yes.
We had a listener, an email from our listener, Amanda. She sent us it's a message on our Facebook page, slid into our DMs, and she said, I wonder if you guys could throw this out there for me. I'm Amanda. I guess I should be happy about my boyfriend of 3 years who decided to take more pride in his appearance. He was a little out of shape and he was a little fat. Not morbidly obese, but he needed some work, and he did it. He went to work, and now he looks great. Over the last 9 months, he's lost 30 pounds. He works out. He's in better shape. He's fit. He did it through exercise, weights, and a new diet. But I miss the old him. Now we never eat pizza, and I love pizza. When we're out, he drinks club soda with lime, vodka seltzers. He'll drink White Claws instead of beer and wine. Now he's starting to pressure me into working out more and eat better and cut back on all the things that I enjoy, like laying around on the couch and eating chips. I'm not fat, but he thinks I could get in better shape like him. Now he looks great and I'm proud of him, but I don't like him as much. How can I tell him that I want him to go back to the way it used to be? Am I a bad person for wanting the old him back?
Yes. Flat out, yes.
Why? Explain. Yes. Why do you think she's a bad person for that? By the way,
yes.
You can call or text. The number is 414-799-1037. Why? She's a bad person?
Yes. Look, if you really love that person and he's bettered himself, you can't be anything but happy for that person. You wanting the old fat dude back is your hang-ups. You got to understand that. That's, you know, because how would you like, so you getting the best, man, you know what? I wish you'd just get fat again. How does that even sound?
All that weight you lost, I wish you'd go find it.
Yeah.
Go find it.
She says, I'm not fat, but, you know, I still like, look, there's nothing wrong, just because you're in shape or whatnot, doesn't mean you can't go have a pizza and stuff like that.
Right.
There should be some type of happy medium, but she shouldn't feel like I just want to fat him back again. It's horrible. That's just a bad, you're a horrible person.
Jeez. Wow, Amanda. If you're listening, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. That's GA, by the way. But she said that he's now pressuring her to lose weight. So isn't he just as bad?
No.
If he's now coming at her saying, you need to eat better, you need to work out, you need to lose weight?
Well, no.
Shouldn't both sides respect each other? If he wants to work out and lose weight and eat well, she should respect that as much as he should respect her wanting to lay around and eat chips and not work out. They should respect each other and be happy individually before they're happy together. Right.
That is true. But at the same time, your partner should want you to be the best version of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she used to wants him to not be the best version of him. And he's like, hey, come on, baby. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you should. You
come
know?
Over to my side?
And yeah. And then she, well, you know, you got to respect what I want to do. I'm not saying I don't respect what you're doing. But what I'm saying, I'm just trying to help you be the best version of you.
I'd like to hear a woman's opinion as well. 414-799-1037. Because it's just GA and I. We're two dudes in here.
Where's the estrogen? But I'm telling you, the ladies agree with me.
You think so?
The ladies she's a bad person? She's a bad, horrible person.
We'll talk to you next. 414-799-1037. You can call or text that number. We were just having a discussion. Amanda sent us a message on our Facebook page, and Amanda said that her boyfriend of 3 years just recently got fit. He spent the last 9 months eating better, exercising, dieting, and now she wants the old him back because she wants to eat pizza. She likes hanging out. She likes drinking beer sometimes. Well, and she goes, he wants her to also work out and get fit and go to the gym with him. She's like, am I a bad person because I want the old him back?
Yes.
414-799-1037. Somebody texted in, GA, to that exact number, and they said, I agree with GA.
That's right.
Pearl agrees with you, GA.
Thank you, Pearl.
We've got a couple women on the phone. Let's talk to Amanda in Hartford. Amanda, what do you think?
Well, I'm honestly a little torn. I myself, I used to weigh 300 pounds. I lost 120 pounds.
Good for you.
My boyfriend,
yes.
He was a little on the heavier side, and he...
Just call a spade a spade.
Yeah, right.
Call a spade a spade.
We were fat.
But I never would pressure my significant other into doing something they didn't want to do.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, Amanda should be proud of her boyfriend for what he accomplished.
Yes.
Love him for the way he is, but he should also be comfortable with the way she is. And if she doesn't want to work out, then she shouldn't have to. She shouldn't have to get up off the couch and stop eating her potato chips. And they should just love each other for, you know, what they are and who they became. And
yeah,
that's it.
Well, I have an issue with that, though.
With
because,
what?
Because, you know... You trying to help somebody be healthier, right?
Yeah.
And you just, you should let them do what they want to do. But then think about this. I'm taking this all the way to the other side. They're making us wear masks. They make you wear seatbelts because it's better for you. It's better for your health and all that stuff. So
right.
Your loved one saying, hey, baby, why don't you eat? It's like, no, let me do what I want to do.
Right.
How does that work?
Two sides to every story.
I'm just saying.
You make a good point,
yeah. You're still going to do whatever you want to do, though.
Yeah.
There's still people who don't wear seatbelts. There's still people who don't wear masks.
Yeah. That is true, though.
I'm going to eat my potato chips.
But there is consequences, though. Should the consequence be?
We all know as adults that we're free to do what we want to do. We're free to say what you want to say, but you're not free from the consequences of those actions or words.
True that.
All right.
Yes, that's true.
Amanda, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning. We'll talk to you next time. Michelle is on the phone. Michelle, what do you think? We got a message from an Amanda. Not the Amanda that just called.
Right, but
a different Amanda who sent us a message. And her boyfriend has trimmed up over the last 9 months, and she wants him to gain some of the weight back. She wants the old him back. Does this make Amanda a bad person? What do you think, Michelle?
I think that he is actually being positively impressionable on her, honestly. I don't think it's control or anything. I think that she should take it and see it as he wants to live longer and he wants to better his life. And eventually when they have kids, he's going to be their role model.
Yeah.
Right.
Honestly,
you know what? Yeah.
I think that she should just take the reins. And if they were in that relationship for that long, I think that people mimic each other after a while. And if it's something healthy, she should just go with it and maybe start going to the gym. And I think also, too, it's a part of self-confidence. If she wants him to go back to where he was, maybe she has something in her that she needs to maybe change, and he's helping her in a way.
That's right.
I think it's awesome. I think she should just go for it, and
Plus, they can probably spend a lot more time together if they start going to the gym together, start eating the same stuff together.
But think about this, too.
It'd be a bonding thing.
Hey, think about this, too. What if it was the other way around that he was telling, that the guy was saying, hey, I want you to get fat again and all that stuff. This would be a whole different conversation.
You think so?
Yes. Ladies would be livid.
Do you think, Michelle, you think if it was the genders were reversed?
It's hard to say because my husband's a gym fanatic. Like, he's trying to train for a triathlon,
okay.
And I'm a big gym fanatic, but I wasn't as big as until I married him.
Okay.
So I look back and I see the progress that I did being impressioned from
Congratulations.
Him. And now I look at it as, like, honestly, like, he says, he's like, oh, I want a little more, you know, pushing for the cushion. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So,
well, hey, what you gonna do?
Some people like thick. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
You All right, Michelle. Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate your opinion. We appreciate you calling
right.
in this morning.
Thank you.
You can still call or text. It's 414-799-1037. We'll read some of your texts next. Hold on. It's Kiss. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie's out this week. DJ GA from The Night Show filling in. We were just giving some advice to our listener friend, Amanda. Sent us a Facebook message. Mm-hmm. She's been with her boyfriend for 3 years. He made some life decisions, some changes to his diet, started exercising. Now he's lost like 30 pounds. She wants him to put some of the weight back on. She's like, I like the old him. And we could have pizza.
And Pop-Tarts and hot
dogs. And he's like, come on, why don't you work
donuts.
Out with me? And you should eat better. And let's go to the gym together. And she was like, am I a bad person because I want the old him back? GA says yes, absolutely.
Yes.
We got phone calls. We got text messages. You
we
can
got
call
it all.
414-799-1037. Somebody texted in and said, I believe everyone has a choice to do what they want with their body, regardless of the significant other's belief. So it's from Brian. Somebody else said, I agree with GA. A different conversation if it was the other way around.
I'm trying to tell you.
If it was a guy.
Leave him, girl. He ain't right? no good, girl.
You worked hard for that, girl. You worked hard. Somebody said, dump him. She will not be happy. She will resent him.
She's going to go get a fat dude.
Somebody said, it's ultimately her decision, but it's attractive when someone takes care of themselves.
Super attractive.
Mm-hmm. Someone said, when my husband and I diet together, he takes it too far sometimes. He won't cheat, and it drives me nuts, and he judges me for not eating like him. So,
well, nah, that's a different conversation.
That is. Yeah.
That's a different conversation.
John's on the phone. John in Milwaukee, good morning. What did you have to say about this for our friend Amanda?
All right, so I'm in a bit of a unique situation here. So
okay.
I'm a personal trainer, and my girlfriend is anorexic and has an eating disorder.
Okay.
So I have two different perspectives here.
Fair.
And
you bring up a good point about that. That's a mental illness that is often untalked about and overlooked sometimes.
Yeah, and it's actually a lot more common than you might think.
Yep.
Because it goes undiagnosed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important to remember that the definition of health, you know, is different for each person. So somebody might, to become healthy, need to work out and eat better, whereas somebody else might need to be less restrictive and enjoy
right.
pizza and yeah. things like that. So, you know, in order to make that relationship work, it can be, you know, because I, as a personal trainer, I have to count calories and things like that.
Yeah.
My girlfriend with an eating disorder, she has to, you know, do the opposite, because if she goes down that road, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's like an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, I think that there should be a conversation there and decide what is healthy for
yeah. each
you know,
person. Yes.
And what's healthy for them as a couple.
Yeah.
So that's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I think they clearly need to have a conversation. They need to hash this out immediately, because it sounds like Amanda has some issues of her own she needs to work out, and
yeah.
maybe he has some of his he needs to work out. Maybe they work it out together and find a way to meet in the middle somehow.
Yeah,
that's how relationships work, right? right?
Well, I think with anything, communication.
Thanks,
is
John.
The
appreciate
key.
You calling, dude.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, John. Yeah.
What were you saying now?
I said, I think through any relationship, communication is key.
What?
You know, but it's funny that, you know, because we all have our hangups and stuff that we want to talk about and don't like to talk about and stuff like that. And I think that's one of the biggest things. Like with her, Amanda saying that, it's not with him. Any problem that you have with your significant other, it's really a reflection on you.
It
really is.
It can be.
If anything that makes you upset with your partner, it's reflecting back on you. Like, why does that bother you? What's going on with you that's getting you so riled up?
Unless your partner's cheating on you blatantly. That's all them. Fair enough. Thank you for your calls and your texts. We'll relay it to Amanda.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's on vacation this week, filling in her place from our night show, DJ GA.
No cap.
What does this mean? What do you mean no cap?
No,
my whiteness is showing, dude.
No cap, man.
Or I'm either old, really old, or really white, or both.
Okay, look, we're gonna kill two birds with one stone.
Okay.
When I talk about this story, all right? So
okay.
You ready?
Yes.
All right. So it's been a Kanye week. You know, it's a shame when you go to certain websites and there's a Kanye tab. You know, there's just Kanye news.
Especially
right?
When Kanye is legitimately going through a
bipolar episode.
In the world. It's like remember when Britney Spears had her meltdown back in 2007.
Shaved all the hair off and everything.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't want what happened with Britney to happen now with Kanye, because when Britney had her meltdown, it was a serious thing that was happening.
Yes.
And at the time, people weren't really onto the mental health tip, and they
not
were just
all.
Like, oh, Britney, she's crazy. Ha, ha, ha. Britney Spears losing her mind. Oh, mm-hmm. What'd she do again?
Yeah.
And I was like, no. She was having a serious episode, and I don't want to go down that road with Kanye. So as a mental health advocate, I want to make sure that I preface this.
Yes.
Preface this whole conversation about Kanye with that. But because Kanye said some things, he had some other people were involved with some of his tweets that he sent out.
Yeah, last night when he tweeted out at Meek Mill and said he's been trying to, one of the tweets that he tweeted, everybody raised the eyebrow. He said he's been trying to divorce Kim since she met with Meek Mill over
prison reform. Yeah.
Prison reform. And people were like, is he trying to say that her and Meek did something?
Because Meek Mill is really... Kim has been into the prison reform.
Yes.
Meek Mill, if you look into him, he's done a boatload of stuff for prison reform and social justice. He's huge in that.
Yeah. And so, you know, they had the meeting and they got people released and everything. It was good.
Yeah.
And so when people heard that, we were like, what? So did Kim and Meek Mill
hook up?
Yeah.
Did that happen?
And Meek Mill went on his social media last today? Today? Yep, last night.
Uh-huh.
At 12:49 p.m. and said, well, I can't say exactly what he said. He said, it's cap. Come on.
What does it mean?
So when someone says cap, that means lie.
It's a lie?
It's a lie.
Okay.
So if somebody's capping, they lying. All right.
Okay.
And no cap means
I'm not lying.
There you go.
All right.
Let's see. And that is so, you know, he cleared it up with that and says, that's cap. Come on.
Yesterday, I ran 2 miles, did 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, and 300 squats. No cap.
For sure.
Right?
That's
but
it.
I invented the Dixie cup. I'm capping.
Oh, that's cap. That's cap.
I got it.
There you go.
I think I get it now.
Now, all the parents out there, so if you ever hear your kids saying, my parents capping right now. They're calling you a liar.
They're calling you a liar.
Thank
you. Thank you. Now I feel...
I'm dry snitching a little bit, though.
103.7 KISS FM. What's up? It's Riggs and Allie. Allie's on vacation this week from The Night Show. DJ GA filling in for her. GA, do you rent or do you have a house?
Right now, I'm renting.
Okay. Is it a house or an apartment?
It is... Yeah, I would say it's a house. Well, it's a duplex, so...
Do you have a yard?
Yes.
Okay. Has your yard ever flooded?
No.
Like, usually flooding of a yard would be what? Like, a lot of rain?
Yeah, the rain and everything. Like, yeah. Actually, you know what? When it rains a lot, if it gets to, like, the sidewalk where you walk, it gets a little... You can't.
When it rains a lot, you would check it for the flooding, right? So, why was I walking in my backyard last night, and I stepped in a puddle that went up to my ankle, all the way down to my ankle? It was probably 5 inches of water, 5 or 6 inches of water easily in my backyard.
What
flooded.
The,
completely.
What
it was like a little river. I could not tell you for the life of you. I was looking down. It didn't smell like sewage.
Did
a pipe back up? Because I know there's a part of my yard where it drains down to a big retention area where it drains out to a sewer.
Right.
It didn't smell like anything sewage related. I couldn't see that I hadn't had the hose out. The hose wasn't turned on. Couldn't tell what was going on. So I see my neighbor. He's in his backyard. And he, obviously, since we share the backyard, I go, hey, is your yard all wet? And he goes, it is. And I'm like, what the hell happened? Why is there a river down both of our yards? Why do we have a whole foot of, tons of water in the backyard?
Okay.
It didn't make any sense at all. He goes, he had a hose out in his backyard that was stretching out from his house that was going back to water his garden.
Right.
That he turned off at the actual point where you turn off the hose by the house.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, the seal on that had broken overnight.
Bing.
And he didn't know about it. And so the water had been flooding all night. He said it was running for 24 hours. He had no idea. He came out because he heard water running.
And he was like, where's water running? What is happening? I don't have any water running.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And he goes outside, and this water is just gushing out of this hose into his backyard. And it's his yard is way worse than mine.
Okay.
His is a mess, but it trickled down into my yard as well.
So you're going to make him pay for any damages?
No, there's no damages. Luckily, it's far away from everything. It's away from the foundation of my house. I'm not worried about it, but it was one of those situations where I wasn't expecting to step in water.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, flooding, man. Flooding hits a lot of people bad. Have you had experience with like flooding?
Oh, yeah.
My basements, it happens all the time.
My first house, we had a bathroom right when you walk in, right?
Okay.
And one night, the pipe broke, and there was water spewing everywhere, getting on the carpet and stuff. And I remember I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off because I've never had to turn off the water in the house. And I'm just like, oh, yes. Like, what's going on? Oh, my God. Oh, I'm trying to call. I'm like, do I call 911? Do I, like, you know,
do I call 911?
Do I call? No, I can't call 911. No. How do you turn off the water now? Like, I'm trying to Google it while the water's running and everything. And I finally figured it out. Got to go downstairs. And there's actually, it's quite simple to turn the water off in your
house.
It is. So.
It's one lever. Yeah. Lever, if you will.
Did you say lever?
It's a lever.
And I remember that. And I felt like, I felt like a dummy, like I didn't know how to turn off the water in my house. But once I figured out, I was like, oh, okay. It was simple. But hey, if you don't know how to turn off the water in your house, find out.
With the first time when I did the inspection for my house, I remember the inspector, he showed me down in the basement. He goes, mm-hmm. This right here, remember this. And I go, what? He goes, if you ever have to shut off the water in your house, this is the one place you need to come and turn this right here, this valve.
Yeah.
This will shut off the water to the whole house. I'm like, what happens if this one breaks? He goes, I don't know what to tell you.
Right? Don't know what to tell you.
Right? I don't know. Have other people had instances with flooding in the house or flooding in the backyard?
Oh, and it stinks too. If you don't get to it right, oh. Uh-huh. It'll stink. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. 414-799-1037 if you want to call and talk about water. All this talk about water. I got to use the bathroom real quick. I'll be right back.
Let's go say pee.
I do have to now, damn it. Stop talking about water. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie, 952. Good morning. Allie's on vacation this week, and filling in has been DJ GA. Thank you so much for waking up early.
Man, you know.
Pulling double duty.
Double duty. People were laughing at me because I said I'm your radio husband. You go to sleep with me, you wake up with me.
That's true.
I'm your radio husband.
That's true. Did you learn anything on the show this morning? We always like to end, because we've been on since 6 this morning, and talk about what we've learned on the show. And you can catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. What did you learn this morning, DJ GA?
You know what? You know what I learned today?
What did you learn?
That women are selfish!
What?
Yes.
It's bold words, man. You got a lot of women listening. You better back those words up real quick.
I'm just saying, if you listened about the woman wanting her man to get fat again so she could hang out with him again. That to me, that's just selfish, and it got under my skin a little bit.
It did. It got under a lot of people's skins. Our listener friend Amanda sent us a DM that her boyfriend had recently lost a bunch of weight, and she was like, I want the old boyfriend back. I want to eat pizza. I want him to gain some weight again.
I'm like, come on, man.
You said no.
No.
You
said no. Now I'm just me mugging all the ladies today. Like,
I learned something about you, DJ GA, this morning.
What'd you learn?
I learned that you never needed training wheels or anything on a bike. They put you on a bike literally, and you started riding immediately.
I'm like,
which is fascinating to me.
You had training wheels?
Well, I didn't have training wheels, but I had somebody behind me helping me out for a while.
Gave me the bike, I was gone.
Did
I tell you I got in trouble too, because I was riding, I rode too far when I first got my bike, and I got in trouble for riding my bike the first day I had my bike.
Get back here. Nope. I'm gone. We shared some bike stories. It was a good time this morning. Yeah. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. I'll hang out, play some more music. Throwback Thursday. You got the mix tonight, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Hey, still not too late for your requests.
Yep. Hit them up. 414-799-1037.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.